one of the most important messages we can get out there is people don't just start using heroin. When people end up in the treatment programs, heroin was not the first opiate that they used. It was prescription medication. So you've got kids, young adults, you know, any age, but they're initially getting these prescriptions, either their own prescriptions that they become addicted to, or they're getting them out of parents' medicine cabinet, grandma's medicine cabinet. Taking a few pills after school. The next time they take a few more. Pretty soon, you know, the prescription ran out, and so they try to find someone on the street that will sell them a few Vicodin. And then after a while, a few Vicodin isn't doing it anymore, and that dealer says, well, you know, I can sell you these Vicodin for, you know, this high cost, or I could sell you heroin for $5. And this is how, you know, that we're seeing this progression of addiction happening. So, you know, I go back to the original source of getting these medications out of the hands of people. You know, we certainly need to get to doctors to not be prescribing as much as they have. You don't need a 30-day supply of Vicodin for a simple dental procedure. And, you know, many people come home after a surgery and they use their pain medication for a few days and they set it to the side and never think about it again. And, you know, the kids that are hanging out in that house after school or, you know, whoever has access to those medications. And so I think that's one of the first things that we can really, you know, immediately look at is getting rid of those medications.